Good morning, Neil. It's wonderful to have you on WGRR. I'm Tim Carter, and this is Ask the Builder. What question do you have for me?
We were at a home show recently, and we saw a product called liquid siding.
Oh, okay.
And the name of the company is Procraft. I just wanted your opinion on it.
Do you have access to the Internet?
Yes.
Hey, Neil, can you turn down your radio for me?
Junior, turn down the television.
Yeah, that helps us a lot. Okay, anyway, if you can go to my website, askthebuilder.com, and on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a big, long list of just basically an index. And one of the terms there is called siding, you know, S-I-D-I-N-G. And in that category, in that section, I have got a column about this exact topic. And some of the manufacturers and some of the people that sell this product were called on the carpet by the Federal Trade Commission for making claims about the product that they just couldn't substantiate. And I think that what you need to do is you need to absolutely make sure that the things that the companies are telling you are true. All right?
Yes.
And my biggest problem with some of the products, and I talk about in the column, is that some of these things, they basically encapsulate your house. And these things are, for all intents and purposes, it's liquid plastic, you know, many of the products. And if water gets behind, see, what these products tell you on their websites is that water will absolutely not pass through the product. It will not go through it. I mean, that's how, it's like putting a giant rubber glove, you know, on your hand. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, well, what my question is if you're applying this to a house that's made from wood, and the manufacturer tells you right then and there that there's no way that this product's going to come off your house, and there's no way that water is going to pass through the product, so what happens if you get a leak, which typically can happen? Things can, you know, you can get water behind a window or a door, and the water gets trapped behind the liquid siding. What happens? I mean, that's a rhetorical question.
Well,
I don't need you to answer it. I pretty much think I know the answer. You know, whereas if you get water in a wood house behind regular paint, do you know what happens then?
No.
Well, the paint typically peels. You know, the paint will blister. And so that tells you that you have a moisture problem. And then once the paint cracks or peels, the wood dries out. See what I mean? But if the water can't get out, what happens?
Well, I guess the wood rots.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Do you know of any other paint that you can put on there that would cover up our house as an old house? And, you know, over the years, when the paint peeled off, it leaves some places.
Yes.
When you repaint. Is there a kind of paint that you can put on there that would cover that up?
Well, what do you mean cover it up? I mean, just cover up the wood or try to make it look perfectly smooth?
Right, perfectly smooth.
Well, if the paint's peeled off and you want it to look smooth again, then you're going to have to patch those areas much like you would patch, drywall. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you could feather that spot with some exterior spackling. One thing I would not recommend doing on these older homes, I can't tell you how many times I drive by an old house that a painter's painting, and I see him out there with a belt sander or a grinder trying to grind those edges down to make it look smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're creating clouds of lead dust, because many of these, any house that's painted before 1967, there's a really, really good chance that the paint that's on that house has got lead in it. And that lead dust just goes everywhere. It gets down into the soil. It poisons the soil. I mean, it's just horrible. So I would not ever sand the paint on the outside of an old home. If you want to make that thing smooth, you chip away all the old loose paint, and in that little low spot that you've now created, you just have to wash the wood, maybe sand the wood a little bit, and there's all kinds of really, really good exterior spackling compounds that you can apply to the wood. It looks just like joint compound. Let it dry, lightly sand it, prime it, and then put your finished coat of paint, and it will look smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the paint that I use on my home, the one that I think is the best right now, is Sears Weatherbeater Ultra. It's got to have the word ultra after it.
Okay. So you just don't really approve of this liquid siding?
Not really. In other words, I don't like it. And when you read the column on my website, you'll see why.
Okay.
You know, I really urge you to go read that column. I just am not a big fan of it. And and like I said, the Federal Trade Commission agrees with me. So I feel really pretty good about the stance that I've taken on that product.
It just looks too good to be true.
There you go. You just said it. I was waiting for you to say that. You know.
Thank you very much.
All right, Nell. Thanks for calling us, the builder. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you.